My guest at this time is Chris Edwards. He's the director of tax policy studies at the Cato Institute and editor of Cato's downsizinggovernment.org site. He joins me now to talk about the Transportation Security Administration, everyone's favorite agency in the federal government, the TSA, that provides screening at the airports, longer lines, and now TSA saying to show up 3 hours before your flight. Chris has been chronicling the performance or lack of performance by the TSA since its inception following the 9/11 attacks, and he joins me today to talk about its track record in the intervening time. And Chris, thanks very much for being with us.
Hey, thanks a lot for having me.
Overall, of course, the TSA was created in the wake of 9/11. The Bush administration is responsible for this, saying it was a necessary step to make sure we never see the type of horrific events that we saw on 9/11. What overall is the best way to evaluate their performance in the intervening 14 or so years here, from safety to efficiency all across the board?
Their performance has been very poor, and I can go through the reasons. Annual surveys of federal government employees find that the TSA and the broader Homeland Security Department have some of the poorest morale in the federal government. The TSA has got a high turnover rate for their screeners, which isn't good for morale, and it's not good for security. There's about 15 or 20 airports that were allowed to keep private screening since 9/11. The biggest one has been San Francisco, and there have been many undercover tests of the security at the private airport, private screening airports, and the government screening airports. And the private screening airports like San Francisco have generally done better than the government screeners. So I would encourage more airports are allowed to opt out of TSA screening, and some of them have been looking at that recently because of the traffic, the huge congestion at the airports. And a final thing I would note is that the TSA has been a lousy investor. They've spent billions of dollars on things that don't work. Like, remember those full-body scanning machines that were in airports?
Yes.
For about 4 years that showed essentially nude pictures of passengers as they got screened. Those things were eventually withdrawn because of civil liberties concerns. People didn't want to see their nude bodies when they went to the airport. But those things have been found to not really work at all. You could fairly easily slip guns and plastic explosives through those machines. So the problem is TSA has spent many billions of dollars on things that don't work. As a result, they've starved their budget from hiring more screeners to reduce congestion.
And let's talk about that. Their explanation for why these lines are suddenly longer, in some cases 3 hours, but certainly much longer than they were not that long ago, to the steady decrease of personnel by about 4,500 over the years. And so their argument is that we need more resources and we need more personnel. We hear that a lot from agencies like the IRS, too, for why they can't help more people with their taxes. They need more money. They're not getting enough. Is that a valid answer or is that just the knee-jerk answer?
No, I don't think it is, because for one thing, the TSA budget has risen a lot, and I chart the budgets of all federal agencies on our website, downsizinggovernment.org, so you can take a look at the actual numbers there. But again, the problem is they've misspent billions of dollars that they should be spending on hiring more screeners. And secondly, as a government bureaucracy, the TSA has a very inflexible workforce. So, for example, unlike a private company, where if they saw one of their facilities or one of their cities getting a lot more business and a lot more demand, they'd move workers over there, they'd hire more part-time workers to fill surges in demand. Government bureaucracies don't do that. They have fixed numbers of people at these airports, and they don't adjust them like any normal private business would.
Chris, why do you think more airports don't go the private route?
The Obama administration has made it very difficult, actually, and Congress has had to slap down the administration a few times to get them to allow airports to go private. Originally, in the original legislation that created TSA, House Republicans slipped in this provision that airports could petition the Department of Transportation to go private, but the Obama administration has made that very difficult. So I have read recently that there is increasing interest in airports going private. And I would note that after the trend in the rest of the world, in places like Europe and Canada, is to go to private airport screening. So to give you an example, in Canada, all major airports have private screening. There's a number of different expert companies that specialize in airport screening. They get contracts, say 3-year contracts, to do particular airports. If they don't do a good job, if they don't have high security, they get fired, and the next time around, different company gets the contract. That's the way to go, and most European airports have private screening. So I think that's the direction we ought to go in this country.
Chris, going back to where we started with the suddenly longer lines, you mentioned that the TSA has been largely inefficient with its resources over the years. If folks are wondering about the sudden increase in wait times and that sort of thing, is this more likely just an extension of poor resource management, or is it somebody trying to make a political point?
No, I think that, again, if you want, the way to solve this problem, I think, is to devolve the screening to airports and let airports contract out. And individual airports have an incentive to hire enough screeners because else they would lose business. So take it out of the federal bureaucracy, give the responsibility to airports. I think part of the problem now is that the economy has been growing now for a number of years, even though growing slowly, and airport demand and aviation demand keeps rising. So that is straining not only the security screening at airports, but also our air traffic control system is under a lot of strain, which is causing congestion and delays in a lot of flights. So I think the solution here, like with any private business that has increased demand for their product, they hire more workers, they increase supply to meet the demand. I think that's the solution here for our airports. Get the airports, get the screening into the private sector. Then as private businesses, they'll meet their customer demand. They want to satisfy their customers.
Fantastic. Chris, thanks very much for being with us. We appreciate your time.
Anytime. Thank you.
Chris Edwards is the Director of Tax Policy Studies at the Cato Institute and editor of Cato's DownsizingGovernment.org website. I'm Greg Corumbus reporting for Radio America.